वेलकम टू एवरीवन। Any contemplation to be shared, because sharing is very important part also, you know, because so
I was asleep when the term was introduced, but I
don't you know, yeah, like, you know, actually what he was saying, like, you know, like with like effort, you know, I might influence my forgetting.
What is one's forgetting? I mean,
like, you know,
forgetting in the ordinary sense that I forgot.
Yeah, you know, that is,
to do something.
Yeah, yeah, certainly, you know, that is, but this is like, you know, like really forgetting me. Like, you know, he was talking as a technique, you know, like, you know, like he said earlier that what I am trying to say is if you forget yourself and recline underneath. And suddenly, like, he remembered. Suddenly he remembered that, you know, what I will, kind of like, he could understand also me, that how I, what I will do, that I will try to forget me. And out of this, you know, there will be like a little push to forget. And then he was saying, you know, that has to, you know, otherwise I will be kind of engaged in trying and not fall in what he said, reclining, you know, like. So this is why he said, you know, like suddenly he remembered that, you know, this will be understood this way. So, you know, just clarifying himself, kind of, you know, that's why he said, you know, like, you know, at some point it has to be natural, you know, like it has to be not an effort, you know. Yeah, so like that, that's what he meant yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very natural. Yeah. Because but there is like an involvement, you know. You know, it's not right for, you know, like this kind of forgetting. Like you got involved, and because of involvement, you forgot. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's like kind of like very close, but not, you know, what he said. Yeah. Yeah, you know, kind of lost in being, and yeah, kind of like really No, I think also like somewhere also being, you know, it's also like very, very, like very, very subtle me. So also not involved in being, no, involved in something below being. Because being is also has feeling of individuality, you know, like me. So somewhere maybe deeper than that, you know, like really like generally like we have our own like, you know, individual wisdom to live, you know, to be. And we really trust that, this individual wisdom, because of, you know, many, many experiences. And like to really reach below this, you know, like we really have to find some, you know, more wiser kind of, you know, like if we, like when we start living from, say, below being, so, kind of like what comes, you know, what life brings, is beyond like concepts, beyond me. And this is, in the beginning it's really difficult to live because we really believe our kind of like ways, our concepts. And by having, you know, lived many, many times from below, then only somehow we let go of like being completely. So like he was referring like more there. Not only one experience, you know, like many, many. Like generally what we see in the life, you know, and kind of like in outer circumstances, you know, like people fall there, you know, like fall in very, very deep places. And falling once, really, then of course come back and try to make a kind of picture of that. And then, like what happens that, like this picture is really beautiful, you know. When that picture is described, you know, I'm attracted to that, you know, like people. And certainly, like we really stop ourselves in the picture, you know, in someone's picture. And generally, like, you know, in the whole world, there are, you know, people who have fallen there and made a picture out of it. And there are groups who really follow that, you know, that one picture, and really not try to fall. Like generally what is going on around spirituality, you know, somebody has fallen somewhere and made a picture, you know, like really nice, you know, you cannot put finger, you know, like that this is wrong, you know, it's really very good picture. But then what happens that, because of that very good picture, we forget our life, you know. Like we have possibility to fall in and kind of like live like a wow way, you know, like really wow, you know, like because life is really kind of, you know, it's very spontaneous and very, very, you know, I think beyond happiness, you know, something. So we really get caught into pictures, you know. And then also same thing happened like when we go through thinking, find a very good idea. You know, like there are other groups who belong to an idea. But, you know, like really good idea. You know, I'm not complaining. I don't have complaint. But then to put our lives for that idea, you know, like for me, that doesn't feel right, you know. Like really to live for someone. Kind of like we are here to live for ourselves, you know. Like, you know, in a very good way. So, like somewhere, you know, like somewhere we have to be watchful, you know. Not living someone's life.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a thing like when we follow some girl, so we get ideas from outside.
Mm-hmm.
But also, even if we don't follow anything, we came for a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, we had like an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
We still come up with ideas.
Yeah.
And we get caught in the ideas.
Yeah, certainly. But you know, like, kind of like if we are little aware, you know, certainly we will be caught for, you know, couple of days, you know. Like, you know, when you go to beach, like you are caught for couple of days. But then also you come back home, you know. It's not that you make home, you know, by the beach, you know. So it's certainly like, you know, that's how we are. Like we really feel that. But then there is a chance to come back home, you know. So kind of I'm saying, you know, just come back home again.
Mm-hmm. Is shaping our experience.
Yeah, like
how much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly, you know, like there will be some influence, you know, shaping the experience. But if we be, you know, if like loyalty is to me, you know, not to group, not to somebody, then we find a way, you know, to really drop in ourselves. You know, certainly, like, you know, that is very, very helpful also, like, to really enjoy beach for a couple of, you know, like, those are, like, really good things in the world, you know. I'm not complaining, you know, but I'm saying, like, you know, we really have to know the limits of them, you know, so that all our life is not for that, you know.
In the example that you gave,
mm-hmm,
of someone falling into place,
mm-hmm,
and making a picture out of it,
mm-hmm,
like, does that also stop that person if they get, like,
that also
stops themselves from falling in that place again?
Yeah, you know, because they are so much involved in the, mm-hmm, in the coloring, you know, like, no, certainly, like, however good you paint, there will be, like, somebody will come and say, you know, you know, here it seems blue, you know, better. And you will go for it. So then the whole life is changing picture, you know, kind of.
So even if, like, you know, that picture to any of us, like, even if you don't become a teacher and share that picture, it's like a little what Buto was saying, like, getting caught up in that,
mm-hmm,
in that one experience,
mm-hmm,
can stop me from falling in there again.
Yeah.
Or falling somewhere again.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. So just, you know, like I'm just kind of like pointing out, you know, that, you know, not really to. They are very, very helpful temporarily, yes. Yeah. Like, you know, they. What? They. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, is there awareness there, or is awareness still too dualistic? Is it something, being aware of something?
Yeah, awareness is also dualistic, you know. Mm. But probably, you know, like you know, actually what I understand from awareness, you know, maybe I'm wrong, you know. Mm. Like awareness, like to me, means somebody to be aware of. Kind of, you know, this is what I mean from awareness. If you mean different, you know, then maybe I'm wrong, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, like, there is something, you know, but it's very difficult to say awareness, you know, for that. like there, something is there, but really difficult to say, you know. Like as I understand awareness, I will not say awareness, you know, and I don't know what to say, you know, kind of, you know. So, yeah. Consciousness.
Right?
Yeah.
As opposed to awareness, which is not mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking you now, are you talking about the third thing?
The third thing.
You're talking about, it's the third thing?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, you know, but also like, you know, awareness is not only from the mind, you know. There are other faculties where you can be aware of. Not from, you know, my mind is completely blank and you are aware of. You know, it's like a, like, it's still you, you know, not in the form of mind, not in the form of emotions, something like really. So even that is awareness, you know. But this, like, falling, you know, is, it doesn't have that quality.
When people
Yeah, please.
Get caught in some experience, like from, let's say I have an experience from my point of view, because it's new and I can feel like, wow, now it's like, no, there's no fear, there's no duality, but actually there still is.
Yeah. You know, because like if you are saying there is no duality, means duality. Like, you know, what they call, like, Advaita, you know, means kind of like a, two is there and two is not there, you know. Like, what exactly means Advaita? Means, certainly there will be feeling of two and not feeling of two at the same time. So that is Advaita. So when you say there are not two, certainly is duality, you know. Like if you say two and not two at the same time, that is like more appropriate. Emptiness and? Yeah, you know, I really don't know what they mean when they say emptiness. So I think last evening he was trying to say that, like, this is like to feel color of space, you know, kind of, you know, like we can see blueness, but it when in between there is nothing. So he's saying like we really have to be so you know, feeling wise so subtle that we could see the color of space. And and now he's saying, drasvam nastiti bodhen manaso drasya marjanam sampannam chet utpanna para nirvana nivritti. So saying, out of our awareness, we create a scene, you know, like what we see, there is like a kind of like my perception to seen, you know, and that is out of my awareness, you know, like out of my awareness, I have a perception of what I see. And kind of like saying, like, you know, we really stick to that, stick to my perception of what I have seen. So saying, manaso drasya marjanam. Arjanam means like a, like, you know, like in old age we used to clean paths with like dust, you know, like, and really, I know, I think like people who, you know, I haven't seen that much clean parts, you know, like when people really clean from, you know, the that way, huh? with the earth or with the kind of ashes, you know. So he's saying, like, you know, because this my perception will be so subtle that I really have to clean, you know, that way, you know, like really keep on cleaning, because any moment you know, that might spark me, you know, like, say one example, you know, like if you have feeling of enmity with someone, and this day this person, like from the home, this person decided that, you know, I'm not going to be enemy of you anymore, you know, he's coming from this loving place. And when, as soon as I saw him, you know, suddenly enmity blossomed, you know, in me, kind of, and like I, like, you know, the person came from very, very loving place, and I translated that, you know, he really want to trick me via love. So saying, like, you know, these kind of things, you know, like to allow something fresh to perceive. These things has to be, you know, like ardhamam, you know, like this, that kind of cleaning, you know, like we really have to again and again, you know, clean them so that somehow perceiving it without any prior perception. Prior perception, you know.
Yeah, but what is without prior perception?
Like the perceiving, you know.
Perceiving.
Yeah, like, you know, what you perceive is like very fresh. Every time very fresh, you know. There is no effect of prior, you know. Yeah, like, yeah, you know, I think, you know, we really have to check with doctors, you know, how to bring, you know, SHG. Yeah, you know. Kind of like somehow, like if we be in, and like when I am perceiving something, you know. So, at the same time, if I'm really looking, that my perceiving has some effect of past or not. Kind of like, you know, just slowly, slowly, like, you know, the seeing will be like very, very, like, you know, takes time. And it gets like very, very clean, very, very clear. So,
like recognizing
Yeah, recognizing that, you know. Yeah. Yeah, recognizing, you know, every time, you know. And like even with recognizing that will happen, you know, because it's like very natural way of our mind to act. So even when you recognize, still that will happen, you know. Right. And keep on recognizing, and one day effect will not be there. So saying, sampannam chet utpanna para nirvana nivritti. Saying that if you have been able to kind of to recognize your prior perception, so and some point recognition happened without any prior perception, so saying that is what nirvana is, that is what getting rid of, you know, nivritti. Nivritti means getting rid of the perceptions, you know. So like he's saying, like that what I call nirvana or getting rid of the prior perceptions. Anyatha shastra gartes luntitha bhavatamihi bhavati kritim ajnanam kalpairapi nanivritti. Like he's saying, like, if you have not done that, you know, if you are not doing that, then what will happen? That you will be dependent on scriptures. You know, luntitha means like when you really lean on a stick, kind of, you know. So like he's saying, like if you are not doing that, then you will be leaning on scriptures. And kind of, you know, like a leaning for nothing, you know, like leaning on scriptures for nothing. And bhavati kritim ajnanam. And like you, your knowledge will be duplicate, you know, like kritim means not real, like, you know, your knowledge will be knowledge of scriptures. And kalpai api nanivritti, and kalpai means like, and like that you spend many, many, kalpa means like thousands of years, but without getting rid of, you know, without, like every time your perceiving will be through prior perception. So saying, really, if you want nivritti, if you want get rid of, then somehow you have to look for that, you know, not really look for stories, you know, not really look for some kind of this adapted knowledge, you know, like, so.
Ajay, mm-hmm. This thing about perception without prior one,
mm-hmm.
Perception without prior perception, is that in some kind of absolute sense? Because in the relative world.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if we can't wait, if we're on the road and the car's coming,
No, certainly. It's not like, you know, it's really kind of for the inner, you know, like for the nibriti and nirvana, you know, he's saying that it has to be like that way. Mm-hmm. Kind of, you know, life, like, you know, there is like this life running thing, you know, like, so there you have to remember, you know, that, you know, the car is coming and, you know, all those things. But like this, he's talking like about this meditative, you know, states and like that, yeah. Aseseyan parityagu vasananam ya uttama moch iti uchyate brahman. Sa ev bimal krama. And like certainly when prior perceptions are not there, then like longing cannot be, you know, because generally longing is, we can only long for what we know. We cannot long for what we don't know. So saying like when prior perceptions are not there, longing automatically will collapse, you know, like you will not be able to create longing.
Do you mean any kind of longing?
Any kind of longing? Like, you know, the whole system will kind of like be eaten by insects, you know. Like the whole computer will be eaten by insects.
My feeling is a question.
Mm-hmm.
Like in times when there's like
in
times when there's like a depth of this and there's no longing, which is
mm-hmm.
then coming out of this experience, it just makes the longing less.
Yeah, certainly, you know. But you know that. But he's saying like, you know, when you are finished with coming out and in, you know. Kind of, he's talking when you are finished, and like we are talking when we are in and out. So, as long as we are in and out, like really enjoy both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you saying when we get rid of the past, we also get rid of the future?
Because without past, there cannot be a future. You know, future is like what is actually future? The lacks of past. You know, like what you lacked in past, you know, you want in future. So, like generally, you know, generally speaking. Yeah.
It also often feels that like these longings get stronger somehow, like the more quietness and depth.
Yeah. Like when they have to die, you know, like if you have seen like a kite catching rat, you know, not really catching, you know, following. And, you know, rat will really run. And when you see, like, there is no place to run, like, really stand, like, with full power, you know, like, really scare cat, you know, kind of try to scare. So something like that with also longing, you know, really, really scares, you know, like, you know, if you don't do this, you know, kind of, you know, like that, you know. So certainly longing has that kind of, you know. Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
That's my longing, that's why I do this work.
Mm-hmm.
That's connected to my will to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I don't know if you can help me with that.
To, yeah, maybe like, you know, life, kind of life is, yeah, life is lived by not motivation somehow. Like motivation is really good, but maybe then life is lived by life, you know, not by motivation anymore.
But I can also see that it's a, like it's a circle, mm-hmm. It's a trick that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
just enjoy as long as you can. Yeah. You know, just like also enjoying. Mm-hmm. But why you have to do true, you know, what is true? is that not a...
To be there.
is not that an idea? Yeah, just, I know, I think like if you enjoy, you will get rid of earlier, you know, like soon. Then, you know, if you beat yourself, you know. Because by beating, kind of like you give more power, you know. To do, empower what you do. So just, you know, just, okay, you know, I'm imperfect, so what, you know? Kind of just, you know, this, just this mantra, you know, okay, I'm imperfect, so what? And, you know, I think you will feel help from it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
To me, it would have to be a real advanced or high state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
To give up prior perception.
Yeah, certainly.
Different ways of thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I know I am a
subtle. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know that because I've had prior perceptions,
mm-hmm.
and I have learned,
mm-hmm.
that this is the name of this place.
Mm-hmm.
That's a prior perception.
Yeah.
Knowledge about yourself,
mm-hmm.
So that's a part of it. It's really hard.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, I guess in some ways, if you were giving up prior perceptions, you wouldn't actually be able to speak because you wouldn't know.
Yeah. Yes.
You have learned to speak.
Certainly.
You know, the language and,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
All of this.
Yeah.
And so a person that has given up prior perceptions would just be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. So,
mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm.
It seems like that.
Yeah. But also that person can use the mind, use the, you know, like what has been available, if that is not possible.
Well, but yeah, to me, everything
mm-hmm.
thing that I am is a product that maybe that I think I am is a product of learning.
Certainly.
And then assumptions based on that previous learning.
But, you know, like here what he's asking like to see life from the perspective of life, you know. Like there is a, I see life from my perspective. Yeah. You know, there is like this way, yeah. And then like here he wants us to see life from the perspective of life. And seeing there, seeing that way, then act, you know, act through even your perspectives, you know.
Well, yeah. What do you mean when you say use the perspective of life?
Yeah, you know.
I don't understand what that
is. Yeah, yeah. So that's what, you know, he's kind of trying to, like, ask us to have that experience. And no, you know, because it's probably nothing can be said about that, you know, other than experiencing. Yes. Yeah.
Did you, when you say?
Yeah, 1 minute, yeah. So, Lady G.
No, I was finished.
Okay.
It's just very, very difficult.
I understand, you know, that intellect will really be kind of, you know, head in the, you know, intellect cannot understand, you know, like what he's trying to say. And this is what makes it very difficult, you know, really. Yeah. Yes, please, yeah.
Is a measurement or benchmark always running as a movie against that what's coming in.
Yeah.
So is that somehow dropped?
Dropped. Yeah.
So the screen is completely free.
Yeah.
And still, in case it's necessary.
Yeah.
There is somehow also the knowledge of subtle coming.
Yeah, certainly.
But not.
Not in the front, yeah.
It's necessary.
Yeah, it
it's
comes.
Popping up automatically,
yeah.
But there's no reference point as me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that kind of. Yeah. Please, you are. Okay. Yes, please.
Oh, I was going to say.
Both
kind of ways of perceiving.
Mm-hmm.
Always there. But in our normal life, we don't notice the direct one. We're so involved with the.
Yeah, with the other one. Yeah. 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 Certainly, you know, that will be. Yeah.
And when we can notice the direct one, other one's still there.
Yeah.
Not only emergency, but actually it's there. But it's we're not convinced by it anymore.
Yeah. Something like that.
Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
But this other one is kind of more genuine.
Yeah, more genuine. So I'm back in a few minutes. says he was saying that. Asse sena parityago vasana nam ya uttama moksha iti uchyate brahman sa ev bimala krama. And when longing is not there, so then like life sprouts, and he's saying it's called liberation. And like this, that has a sequence of Bimal means like spotless, clean, kind of like a very, very clean, spotless life will appear out of that. Like he's saying, like krama means like a, that will be spontaneous, like sequence, not edge, something to hold on, like it's not like a, you will hold to that, but just let life happen, kind of, in a very, very, Bimal means not having spots, like really clean. So he's saying like when this is not there, then that kind of life will come.
Mm-hmm. Like it feels like very much there's a process, mm-hmm. of having some access to this more, word that's coming is a plane,
mm-hmm.
place.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these other things coming up and trying to pull,
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
And that it needs quite a lot of strength.
Yeah, certainly. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't show itself in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like the other stuff is really pulling.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is like really kind of just a resting place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
like
the question was,
but kind of, like really trying to, like have some confirmation. So I'm confirming you. I think it's lot of effort, like when we know the mental pulls, like it really knowing them, it's like we really feel that efforts are necessary, knowing them. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like there would have to be an experience,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. for this state of mind to occur.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think without experiencing, you know, it's really difficult to know that something is there, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, without, you know, kind of, maybe somebody can do without, but it's very difficult, you know. The experience? No, like it's like, no, there is like the experience, and then you can make perception out of that, or not, you know. Or you can again look for that, you know, like, you know, that deep place. So Lenny is talking like, you know, probably having experience will be very, very helpful, you know. Kind of like a, you know, like if you have not been quiet. So, being quiet, you know, you really know that you can be quiet. So, something like that. So, really having experience means you know that, you know, somehow I can be like that, you know, I can live like that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Their mind, their thinking, their way would have to be transformed. It would be a very, there would have to be a transformation.
Yeah.
And that would probably involve a special event.
Mm-hmm.
A special experience, a
mm-hmm.
special happening
mm-hmm.
That would be without question.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, you know, that is right. You know, like I think in the beginning he said, like the Valmiki said, you know, who will have eligibility to be benefited from this book. He said, like, if you have felt some divinity in you, you know, like something beyond you, and you really want to have access of that, like those people will feel most help from this book. And then he said, you know, below this, and some people who already have access of divinity, they don't need to read this book. Also, people who haven't felt divinity, they also will not be benefited from this book. So he really put very clear kind of like instructions in the beginning that we really have to have some qualification in order to be benefited from this book. So certainly, like, you know, what you are saying, you know, like, you know, if that kind of experience is not there, you know, it will be difficult to kind of like really look for. Saying chinayam vasanayam tu te to galat sattvaram chinayam sit santatyam brahman himkano yatha. And he's saying, like, when longings are diminished, you know, like whittled, certainly the pulse melt, you know, the pulse we have, they really melt. And since new children are not created, you know, like if we really look our pulse, like our pulse, you know, I'm pulled to something, and then there are, I create more children, you know, on the way, you know, being pulled to, say, I'm pulled to Sattal, and then I'm passing by Bhimtal Lake, and suddenly I feel, you know, this will be good idea to see this lake, you know, one child, you know, kind of, and then something else, another child. So saying, having been pulled to something and following that also creates more children, you know, like more places to go far. So because there is no like pull is melting, so and more children are not coming, so it really like you really feel very, very helped, because all the ice somehow is melting, you know, like you feel least pull, and slowly everything gets melted that way. अयम वासनया देहो धीयते भूत पंजरा तनुनांत निर्विष्टेन मुक्तो धरस्त तंतुना यथा. एंड दिस बॉडी ऑफ लॉन्गिंग keeps on like panjara means like keeps on getting weak and weak and without any leaf, without any flower, without any, you know, it's not growing, it's kind of like that way it's reducing. And panjar means like when a plant is without a leaf, without a kind of fruit, you know, like it's only dry. So that way longing dries. And तनुना अंत अंतर निविष्टेन एन लाइक रियली फील्स गुड टू बी विद इन, लाइक विद लॉन्गिंग इट्स डिफिकल्ट टू बी विद इन, यू नो, आई ऑलवेज हैव टू फॉलो माई लॉन्गिंग. And when longing is whittled, it gets easier to be within. And certainly, like being within, the fibers of liberation, you know, they really start joining, you know, like when you are within, the tantu means like the fibers, you know, fibers really like slowly heading towards liberation happens, you know, like they slowly every day some fibers join and we head towards.
Yesterday you talked about the fire and the importance to keep the fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, like some fire will grow, you know, fire to, like with melting, because same fire has been following longing. Yeah. So that when fire is not following longing, fire will be here to, you know, to be within.
So it's not necessarily a fire of longing? Or...
Yeah, you know, it's like, kind of like, you know, like yesterday he was saying, like, you know, the fire of, you know, not longing, you know, fire of life, to look for life, kind of like it's more coming within, like to keep that fire alive, so that kind of like we find ways to look life, to see life, you know, in. So saying that the fibers of like liberation will slowly stick together, you know, like slowly we'll find that way. So maybe we can stop here for today.